You're recording again. Mr. Lawrence, your turn to cross-examine Mr. Jason Smith.
Mr. Smith, you have no education or experience in hydrogeology, do you?
No, sir.
Objection asked and answered last June 23rd.
Overruled. I recognize that there's been some discussion, but it's been the expiration of time has helped the refresh. Testimony is helpful to the hearing officer.
Nor do you have any education or experience in geology?
Same objection.
Overruled.
I've had some geology courses in college, but they were lower level.
How long ago was that?
You're dating me. About 30 years ago.
Who did you discuss the preparation of your map with at the Department of Water Resources?
I didn't discuss my map with anyone.
Who have you discussed?
At Water Resources. My father I discussed it with.
With whom at the Department of Water Resources have you discussed alleged dry wells or replacement wells in the North Eagle area?
I don't believe I've discussed that with anybody at Water Resources.
Mr. Smith, turning to Exhibit 429, which is the packet of well drillers reports. You prepared?
Yes, sir.
Could you please turn to 2005A?
Okay.
In 2005A, there was only one well driller's report, correct?
No, actually there's two. There's Travis, it should be Travis Riche, and then there's a Jerry Clough. It was the original well.
Mr. Hearing Officer, that is not what we have included in the packet that was delivered to us.
We're talking 2005A.
2005A.
Should be Travis Riche, or Tavis as it says here, and there should be a Jerry Clough. No? I'll get you a copy of that. That's my error. I put those together. I checked those that should have been there.
Mr. Hearing Officer, do you have it in your packet?
I do. Yeah. You want to review it?
I apologize.
Perhaps not at this time.
Okay.
Would you please turn to 2006B?
2006B. Yes.
There's only one well driller report contained in 2006B, correct?
That's correct.
And that well driller's report is for a well drilled in 2006?
Yes.
And Mr. Smith, it's your contention that this is a replacement well?
Yes, it is.
Do you have any information regarding the original well?
No, I tried to find some on the department website, but I could not link it up. I even tried to go to the subdivision plot and block, and I know that was done back in the late 70s, mid to late 70s, but I cannot link it up with the original, and I don't know if there ever actually was an original well log.
So you have no information about the depth of the original well?
No, I have no official document of any kind for the original well.
And do you have any information regarding the non-pumping water level when the original well was drilled?
The original well? No, not the original.
For purposes of our testimony today, I'll be referring to the earlier wells as the original wells.
Okay.
So far, replacement wells as replacement wells. Could you please turn to 2007D?
D as in dog?
D as in dog. There's only one well driller's report contained in this section, is that correct?
That's correct, sir. That, again, the same thing, I could not, the current homeowner did not know the original builder or owner, and he believes this was done in that same, even a little earlier, in the early 70s, and I don't know if there was never a well log done, or if it was lost, but I can't link it up with the newer one.
And again, you have no information regarding the original well depth or static water level?
I have information, some information from the current owner, but nothing official document from Water Resources.
There's no information in the record regarding the original well's depth or static water level, is there?
In the record, no.
Could you please turn to 2007E?
E?
E. Again, this is only a single well driller's report contained in this section, correct?
That's correct.
Do you have any information regarding the original wells?
I have
depth or static water level?
Officially, no. All I have is what the current owner told me about the old well.
Could you please turn to 2007G?
I'm there.
There is only one well driller's report contained in this section, correct?
That's correct. Same thing. Couldn't link that up with the original well. The current owner doesn't know who the original builder or owner was. That is also believed to be done in that same time period, about the mid-70s.
Do you have any information regarding the original well's depth or static water level?
No.
Could you please turn to 2008B?
B as in boy?
B as in boy. There's only one well driller's report contained in this section, correct?
Yes, that's correct. This is one that I even know the original builder or owner, and I still can't link it up with the well log. I'm assuming that there was either never one done, which I guess was not that uncommon back in the 70s, or it was lost. I do know from knowing the original owner that this was a very, very similar situation to Eileen Steiner's situation, which is 208A.
Regarding 2008B, as in boy again,
mm-hmm.
You don't have any information regarding the original well's depth or static water level, do you?
Officially, no.
Could you please turn to 2008E?
E? Chuck Roberts well?
That's correct. There's only one well driller's report contained in this section, correct?
Correct. Chuck testified a little bit. He was one of the public testifying people, and he spoke a little bit to his original well and the dropping water level.
Do you have any documentation regarding the original well's depth or static water level?
No, nothing officially. We don't know who the original builder or owner was.
Please turn to 2008G.
William George?
That's correct. There's only one well driller's report contained in this section of the exhibit, correct?
That's correct, sir.
And do you have any information regarding the original well's depth or static water level?
Nothing officially, only from William George, the current owner. And again, we don't know who the original owner or builder was, so it's hard to try to link up through the website.
Could you please turn to 2008H? There's only one well driller's report at the end of this section, correct?
Yes, sir.
And in 2008I? Again, there's only one well driller's report, correct?
Yes, sir. Same thing there, trying to link them up when you don't know the original owner-builder is nearly impossible.
And in 2008J, there's also only one well driller's report?
That's correct.
Regarding these last three, 2008H, I, and J, do you have any information regarding the original well's depths or static water levels?
H, I, and J? H, I have some information from the current owner, but I have nothing officially. From I don't really know much about that one. Neither does the current owner. And J, Jackson's, I only have what the current owner has told me about the original well. Nothing official from any of those three.
All told, with your so-called replacement wells that mm-hmm. you plotted on your map, there are 20 replacement wells plotted, is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
And by my count, we just went through 11 of the identified wells that only have the newer wells, well driller reports in your exhibit 429, is that correct?
Well, I wasn't counting. If you say there's 11, I believe you.
And that would leave 9 of them where you have identified original well driller's reports as well as well driller's reports for replacement wells?
If that 11 is correct, that should leave 9, yes.
So regarding the 11, where you have no information from the original well driller's reports, do you have any idea what aquifers those original wells were drilled into?
No, not anything that's official.
You don't know how those original wells were constructed, do you?
No. Or by whom?
You don't know whether the static water levels in the replacement wells for those 11 wells is lower than the static water level from the original wells, do you?
Not officially, no.
Regarding the 9 wells for which you have original well driller's reports,
mm-hmm.
do you know what aquifer the original wells were drilled into?
Not for certain, no.
All of those original wells, of those 9 that you have well driller's reports for, all were older than 30 years old when they were abandoned, is that correct?
I'd have to go through and look. Well, for instance, the Riche well, that one was actually, the original was done in 86, so that would be about 23 years old, so that wouldn't be 30. Do you want me to go through them all one by one? Or?
Again, that's the well driller's report that we were not provided
that's,
a copy of.
That's
the
correct,
well
yes.
Report.
That's the one that I messed up on. And I will get you a copy of that. The Morris well, which is 206A, The original was in 74, so that would be a yes on that one. Robert Steele's well, which is 2007A, would be also in 74. Jill Kohler's replacement well, that was in 55, so yes, that would be a third year. The Arcorsi well, that was 73, the original. That was 2007C, so that would be yes, that's more than 30. Oh, Robert Jones. Eileen Steiner's replacement well, that was in 75, the original, so that would be a yes. Bill Lawton, well, I don't have the second or the original well drillers, so that wouldn't fall into your criteria. Larry Christensen's replacement well, that was done in originally 73, so yes, that would be a 30-year well. Rick Katuki. This was originally done in 73, so yes, that would be a 30-year well. The Court Hansen well, which is 2008F, that was originally in 71, so that would be a 30-year well. Did I get all of them?
Mr. Smith, are you familiar with the construction of the original wells for which you have well drillers reports?
No, I've only got the information that's on the well drillers reports.
Did you inspect the original wells for which you have well drillers reports?
No, sir.
You don't know whether wells constructed in the manner that the original wells were constructed could be expected to last greater than 30 years, do you?
I would hope they would, but I'm not an expert.
Mr. Smith, you don't know why these original wells for which you have well drillers reports were replaced, do you?
I have talked to the homeowners, and I was given reasons that they had to do a replacement well.
But that's all you know, is that they had to replace a well?
Well, based on what they told me, I know more than that. I didn't actually talk to the well driller, except in one instance. Everything else has come from the current homeowners.
Who told these homeowners to replace their wells?
It was usually the pump or well drilling outfit that came out. Most of them, quite a few of them ran out of water, had a problem. When the pump was pulled, that was when the determination was made that there was going to need to be a replacement well.
Who told them that they had to drill deeper if they were going to replace the well?
It would have had to have been their well driller or pump person. It wasn't me.
These, of course, were the same well drillers who performed the work.
I would assume so. They could have possibly got bids and went through somebody else, too. I didn't ask any of those types of questions to the current homeowners.
Regarding the original wells, do you know what the static water levels were in these wells when they were abandoned?
When they're abandoned? No, I was told varying things that they were anything from dry, quote, dry, to there wasn't enough water left in the bottom of the well that they could pump water out of it.
Do you know whether measurements were taken of the wells before they were abandoned, of the water levels?
No, I didn't see anything you know, a document or anything from the well drillers, if that's what you're asking.
So you have no information regarding measurements of static water levels in the wells that were abandoned?
Only what the homeowners told me.
Do you know whether any of the well owners who replaced their wells sought recourse from other well owners who may have caused their water levels to decline?
That never came up. I never heard that from any of them.
Did you obtain any of the Department of Water Resources abandonment reports for the original wells that were abandoned?
No, I don't believe so.
Mr. Smith, you testified earlier that it was difficult to match the well drillers' reports for original wells with the new well owners. Is that correct?
If you don't have the original owner's name or the builder's original builder's name, it's difficult.
Regarding the nine wells for which you have original well drillers' reports as well as replacement well drillers' reports, how can you be sure that you have matched the original reports with the correct owner?
Well, on the vast majority of them, the names and dates or approximate dates that they gave me lined up with what was in Water Resources records.
And by names and dates they gave you, that was the new well owner?
That was the original original builder or owner, and then they knew the approximate dates that was put in, usually like a year or two, and I could go back, pull that name, and if there was a log actually done, which that was part of the problem, I think a lot of them were never done, that's how they were linked up. There was only one that I can think of that I matched up using subdivision, lot, and block. Everything else was, they gave me the original owner's name.
Do you recognize that the well drillers' reports that you correlated, the original well drillers' reports that you correlated with replacement wells, at least five of them, at least five of the original wells are located in different quarter-quarter sections than the replacement wells?
That doesn't surprise me. I think that is probably one of the more inaccurate parts of that, of those well logs.
Mr. Smith, do you contend that all of the wells that you have alleged were replaced had to be replaced because of water level declines?
From the information I got from the well owners, the water level decline was at least the primary cause. There were other things. For instance, some of them had a water level decline. They had to lower their pump, some of them more than once. It seemed that once they lowered their pump down towards the bottom of the well, many of them started picking up sand. So how I see it from a layman's perspective, water level declines in everyone I can determine happened in all of these wells, but there were other factors late in the life of the well that also affected the replacement.
Could you please turn to, in your exhibit 429, the well drillers reports marked as 2007A.
7A. the Robert Steele well?
The newer well would be named Robert Steele, correct?
Yes, correct.
In the original well driller's report from 1974, you see that the depth of the original well was 254 feet, correct?
Yeah, and there is a notation here, too. It says the bit down to 254 feet, but it says the hole measures 199 feet. I'm not quite sure what that means there. That's right below the, I don't know if you see it there, about two-thirds of the way down on the right-hand side. That's on the Bertha Kazar original well report back in 74.
On the Steele well driller's report.
The newer well, the replacement
correct.
Well?
Yes. Replacement well. You see that the non-pumping water level is listed at 180 feet below ground?
Yes, towards the bottom of the left-hand side? Yes, I do.
Do you know which aquifer the original well was completed into?
Not for certain, no.
Do you know which aquifer the replacement well was completed into?
Not for certain.
Do you recognize that the static water level in the replacement well is at 180 feet, whereas the depth of the original well was 254 feet or 199 feet? Depending on which notation on the well driller's report you look at?
Yes.
Can you explain why you don't know why Mr. Steele would have to drill a deeper well if the pumping water, non-pumping water level was at 180 feet and you already had a well that reached down to 254 feet, do you?
No, I can tell you what he told me why he had to replace his well, if you want to hear that.
But you don't know, do you?
Other than what he told me, no.
Mr. Smith, we could turn to your exhibit number 867. This is the Greg Taylor packet. This is the exhibit Mr. Thornton offered.
I'm there.
You said you had read through this packet of information, correct?
Yes.
And you're familiar with it?
Yes.
On the second page, the well log for the 1955 well, you noted that the total depth of well was listed at 116 feet, correct?
Yes, sir.
And did you also note that on the authorization to abandon the well depth is noted as 114 feet?
I didn't notice that.
And in Mr. Owsley's March 26th letter to Mr. Taylor, did you note that Mr. Owsley stated that IDWR measured down to 125 feet?
And yes, and did not encounter water. My understanding is part of the problem is when you lower that tape down, unless you hit water and it gives you that beep, you can fold it up in the bottom of the well, not knowing you're at the bottom of the well. So he could have had that 10 feet, give or take, of tape folded up in the bottom of the well, and I believe that's why Mr. Owsley concluded that the irrigation well was dry.
But you don't know how Mr. Owsley measured 125 feet in a well that was only 116 feet.
It would be, what's been explained to me is because when you lower that tape down, that tape is not stiff or rigid, and that tape can fold up in the bottom of the well. So you could put 1,000 feet of tape in a 100-foot well if you don't realize it's folding up in the bottom.
But you don't know whether it folded up in the bottom or somewhere in between the top and the bottom, do you?
I wasn't there when he did that, no.
And you don't know why Mr. Owsley measured 125 feet?
Asked and answered.
Overruled.
Do I need to answer that question?
Mr. Smith, you recognize on the original well driller's report, this well was drilled, the original well was drilled in 1954?
Yeah, the Strawn, the name was Strawn, yes, 1954.
And on that report, it states a depth of standing water from surface of 90 feet?
Yes.
And did you also note that on the authorization to abandon the well, the static water level is listed at 105 feet?
You would have to ask whoever measured that. But it shows that on the abandon the well log.
Do you know why Mr. Owsley measured 125 feet without encountering water on March 24th, 2009?
Just a minute.
Okay, sorry.
Overruled.
The only thing I can go by is what it states on Mr. Owsley's letter, March 26th, that says your irrigation well was dry. That's what Dennis Owsley put in his letter to Greg Taylor.
And on April 24th, 2009, the date of the authorization to abandon the well, the static water level was measured at 105 feet, correct?
I see the 105 feet. Yes, I see that date, 4/24/09.
You can't explain how Mr. Owsley measured no water at 125 feet below the casing, where a month later the static water level was measured at 105 feet.
No, I wasn't there during either one of those measurements, so I don't know.
Question, Mr. Smith, but do you know what aquifer Mr. Taylor's 1954 well was completed into?
No, not for certain.
Turning to your map, which is exhibit 424.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your contention that the wells depicted in green caused the other wells depicted on your map to be replaced?
I think they had a factor in that, yes.
But you don't know?
For certain, no.
Do you know whether the wells depicted in green are completed into the same aquifers as the wells that you have noted needed to be replaced?
Not for certain.
I Mr. Smith, also regarding your map, exhibit 424, the yellow dots that you've noted are permitted water rights that have not yet been drilled. Do you know whether those wells are completed into the same aquifer as the wells depicted in green?
No, according to department records, those wells have not been even drilled yet, so I have no way of knowing.
I'll rephrase. Do you know whether those wells depicted in yellow are proposed to be completed into the same aquifer as the wells in green?
No, I don't know that.
Are they proposed to be completed in the same aquifer as the wells in pink, the replacement wells?
Yeah, I don't know how deep they're anticipating drilling those wells.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Do you want me to do this map right now, or do you want me to do that like at the new version?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
You might refer to it.
Well, okay. I could put this other one.
At this point, I think it would be good to have our public witness testify. It's a good time for that break. And then let's see how close we are to the lunch hour and whether you want to launch into the... Well, I'll ask Mr. Edwards. I think I haven't come to him to see if he wants to present testimony. But I'm assuming you don't have a direct presentation, Mr. Edwards. Okay. So why don't we call the public witness at this point? And Mr. and how do you say it, Sorge?
Sorge.
How is it?
Sorge.
Sorge. Mr. Sorge, if you'd like to come forward, please, if you wish to testify.